What's up, TSO gang, gang, gang? What's up, babies? Welcome back to Talk Sex Only with your girl, Kiki. What's up, babies? Welcome back to the podcast, loves. How are you? I hope you're doing well. I hope everything that you are desiring, you are, accomplishing, you are achieving, you are getting full time. Guys, you already see the topic there. But before we jump into that topic, I do want to go ahead and just let you guys know, of course, we have that good Facebook page that I want you to go ahead and follow. Your Fave Redhead, just YAFAV. R-E-D, head, H-E-A-D, okay? So your favorite redhead, go ahead and follow the Facebook page, babes. And you already know, if you have any topics that you would like to discuss, we do have that good old message link if you are following on Spotify. If you are following in general, and also, if you are not, of course, you want to go ahead and hit the follow button now. But if you are not, if you are, then I do appreciate you, loves. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's jump into the topic, though, babes. Y'all already see what we have here. Masturbation. So, masturbating with your partner. So, not a lot of people are comfortable with it. I'm like the first person to tell you not a lot of people are comfortable with it. I know that it's not something that I have had in every relationship done. So, I know that a lot of people are not comfortable with doing it and let alone talking about it. But I'm here to talk about it. Like, if you are, let me know. We do have the good old questions that you guys are able to answer at the end or during the podcast. If you want to go ahead and pause, go ahead and, you know, comment in. Like, I'm here for it, babes. But I do believe that it's very, very vital. It's very, very important. I do believe so. Like I said, it wasn't done in every relationship that I've been in. But I do believe that two people should be able to come together. No pun intended, guys, not like come together at the same time. I mean, if you do, I mean, what magic, like, you know, that's just even that adds spark to the fire. But what I mean by come together is like, you know, just as one, like as a unit, as two people sitting in front of each other and masturbating, just overall pleasing yourself while watching your partner please themselves. I mean, I've had it done, so I know firsthand that it is beautiful. It is something that I recommend, that I suggest couples do. It's important. It spices up your bedroom. It spices up your overall sense, your sexual sense of you and your partner. Like, when we have sex, right? Let's think about it. When we have sex, you are looking your person, your partner, dead in the eyes. Like, I mean, unless you're just out here fucking everything that you walk past, then, I mean, I would hope that you're not looking at them in their face like it's nothing. But, you know, as far as when you are with your partner, your person, and you're looking them in the face, like you're looking at them because you want to know if they're being pleased. Like, this is the whole purpose. So if you're doing that during sex, you should be able to look at them while they are, you know, beating off and you're playing with a toy, or they're playing with you and you're playing with whatever it is. But it's only masturbation. You know, it's foreplay. It's intimacy. It's intimacy is what it is, guys. Like, we have to learn to be a little more intimate. And like I said, I have not had this done in every relationship. So there's definitely times that, you know, if it's being done or not being done, I'm looking like, wow, like, you know, this is an adjustment for me to make, because, you know, either it's not being done or it is being done. But either way, I have to adjust, because I don't want to make anyone feel uncomfortable. You know what I mean? I'm not going to make my person feel uncomfortable because this is what I want to do. Like, yeah, granted, I want to do this. Like, you have, like, I'm down for it. Like, let's look at each other. And I'm not saying that I've always been comfortable with it, because I have not always been comfortable with it. I had my moments when I didn't feel comfortable with my body, period. So I definitely wouldn't feel comfortable with someone watching me please myself. Like, it's just the whole matter of comfortability when it comes to masturbating with your partner, pretty much. I mean, it's overall how comfortable and how free you feel around your person. You know, like, are you able to let back? Like, are you able to, like, scream? Are you able to shake uncontrollably? Are you able to have your eyes rolling and your toes curling and your hands twitching and your neck, like, you know, are you able to let someone in on that? Like, are you, because not a lot of people are. There are some people that I know that have been with people, and because, you know, they didn't feel free, or that thing, they would not, like, be loud in the bedroom, or they would not speak in the bedroom, or they would not do things that they would normally naturally want to do, because this is not something that you just get older with and be like, oh, well, hey, I'm just going to do this. Like, no, that's not how. Yes, you do change the more you get older, but there are some things that just stay with you from young, you know, like, once you start having sex, like, okay, this is what I'm into, this is what I like. So you know the things that you like. And like I said, we adjust to our person. But we shouldn't have to, guys. Like, we should find that person that we can be free, like, completely free. And if once you notice that that person is not that at that space with you at that level, then, you know what I mean? You should just be like, hey, I want to do this and I want to do that, but I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable. So I don't think that this is going to work. And as hard as that is, and as selfish as it sounds, it would be so much more worth doing it than staying in something that you can't be yourself in. Because trust me, I mean, if you're with that person for, let's say, 20 plus years, and then you guys decide that, hey, it's not gonna work out or whatever, and you split, now you with this other person, you like, like you just like going in, and they looking at you like you fucking crazy, but it's because you had all this pent up back in you from your partner that you could not do it with. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I think that we should find a way to ask our partners, like, hey, are you comfortable with this? Are you comfortable with that? But me, like I said, personally, I personally suggest and put out there to the universe that you should masturbate with your partner. This is something you should be doing, hands down. Like, hands down. This should be part of your intimacy. This should be part of your foreplay. This should be part of your sexual lifestyle with your partner. I don't care what nobody says. I mean, I do care what you say, babe, but try it out first before you knock it. That's all I'm going to say. But babes, y'all already know. If you're not following the podcast by now, go ahead and hit that good old subscribe, follow button. And like I said, if you got a topic that you want to talk about, hit your girl up in the messages. Don't be ashamed, because I ain't. I love you guys, and I will see you in the next episode.